We've got a new play coming to town featuring my son again. Tell you what, there aren't up for talent in Hobart.
A bit like the 7HF in Breakfast Show.
Shut up, you. It's Amy's Tattoo, it's called, and it's about a tattoo parlour in the slums of King's Cross and everything that goes on there. No, it's actually not. Lisa Gormley.
Oh, my God. Can someone tell us what this is?
Can you tell us what it's all about? Good morning.
Oh, well, thank you for that introduction.
No, it'll be great, Lisa. What's going on?
So Amy's Tattoo is absolutely amazing experience to be part of. It is written by Alison Mann, a Tasmanian playwright. It was developed by Blue Cow Theatre through their playwriting development program. And it's being produced and performed for the first time here in Tassie. So we are doing from the 21st at the Theatre Royal, 21st of September, and then we're heading up to Lonnie for the following weekend. It's a beautiful story.
Sorry, babe. What exactly is the play about? So from what I've gathered, it's about a lady who owns a tattoo parlour, donated her eggs a long time ago, and then somebody, who I'm assuming Matt is playing, is the son.
Well, that is one element of the story. Like it is a multifaceted piece. Like I think it's about the impression that humans make on you, whether they're family or they've lived the same similar experience, or you've just met them, you've had an experience with them, and how they live on you and in you through your DNA and through your body and your genetics. And that's where I think the tattoo element comes into. I mean, she is a tattoo artist, of course, but for me, it's about the impression that it leaves on people's lives. So it's funny and sad.
Have you had to learn how to be a tattoo artist?
I've been in the tattoo studio here in Hobart. Hobart Tattoo Collective. Beautiful Davo has been giving me the ropes. He's also designed a massive sleeve for me, which will be temporary, obviously.
Oh, I was going to say. Well, not that, like, if you wanted that, yeah.
No, I'd love that. But no, the acting industry sadly doesn't let you allow you to have
that
kind of thing. That's
it. That is the tough thing in your industry. If you do go and get heavily tattooed, it's not that easy to be cast in certain roles, is it?
No, it does pigeonhole you a little bit. Yeah. And it adds a lot of time and money to put you in the makeup chair to cover them. So it's just safer until you get, old and wrinkly and you're over it. Go and get loads of tattoos.
So what do you think, Matt? Are you enjoying it?
It's amazing. So I'm playing a teenage swimming champion, private school boy, politician mum, and Amy comes into my life, previously kind of unknown to me. And you can imagine the hormones of a teenage kid.
I know what your hormones were like, mate.
It's been really interesting trying to remember being a 16-year-old kid again. I've been doing, I bought some Lynx body spray the other day.
Oh,
the
classic. Yes.
The cookies one, which smells just like the one I used to wear.
Absolutely.
So I've been wearing that at rehearsals. And growing my hair out. That's what that is.
Let me see.
Teenage boy.
Matt at 16 was 4 hours a day in the shower, Lisa.
Oh, shut up.
I had a 4,000-litre hot water tank.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be great fun. I'm looking forward to it. We're going Friday night, next Friday night, front row.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
They're going to be right in the action in the front row.
So what's the deal with tickets?
So heading to the Blue Cow Theatre website, you can get tickets for Hobart Theatre Royal or Princess Theatre up in Launceston.
Yep.
Or you can have a look on the Theatre Royal website. Or the Princess.
So if it turns out to be as popular as A View from the Bridge, you're going to do repeat shows? Is that the plan if it gets to the stage where...
Yeah, this is very much Blue Cow's baby. They've developed this show from an initial script concept to where it is now. So if they want to take it further, then, of course, we'd be involved. Actors don't tend to say no to work.
Well, it's a tough gig.
It is. And what they've achieved with the show is really, really beautiful. And this is, the whole ethos of what we should be doing more and more and more. In Tassie, we have the artists, we have the writers.
Yeah.
Let's make our own stuff.
Yeah, you're not
let's
wrong.
Do it.
Yeah, 100%.
Tour Australia.
And Maddie, obviously you used to be on the show here and we still get asked very regularly, how's Matt going? Is he coming back? What's he doing? But we love and support the fact that you've gone and chased your acting career, and I really feel like you're sort of starting to take off, mate. Like, this is now your second full-time paying play.
I know. This year is going really crazy. I left here in mid-2019, right, to take on this freelance journey and study and whatnot, and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then, of course, any artist was like, the world is ending, there is no hope, we have no work at all. So it was bad timing, but then I just studied. And, this year has been, look, I love this woman so much here, Lisa Gormley. Like these last few years, I've been so involved with Lisa, with training. Lisa also has her own company called Acting True, and I did so much training through that. Then she put A View from the Bridge on. We had two seasons. I did a Shakespeare show, and now this one. I know this year's going really crazy, but it's just, I'm just loving it and enjoying the work while it's here.
Yeah.
And just kind of just good stuff. Doing whatever I can, I guess.
What's the deal with the hair? Every time I see you, it's a different colour.
Well, I was blonde for A View from the Bridge.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe that would work for this show, like teenage boy dyeing his hair blonde. But I've gone back to, my brown now. It was green
That's
yesterday.
Green,
I put tomato sauce in my hair last night to try and fix the green, which just helped a little bit.
He's always had a thing about his hair. I remember at 13 he had the Stefan blonde tips put through for our
Didn't
trip.
You as well, though, on a sunshine coast
holiday?
Yeah,
you've seen the photos.
Did you?
Oh, I want to see these photos.
We'll get out there and support our manual.
Actually, I have seen your photo, the photo of you as a young man on a boat using in the show.
Looks like him, doesn't it?
It's insane.
I know.
The day I took that photo in, everyone was like, "That what? Is that not you?"
It's crazy.
Love it. We'll get out and support them. Tickets are on sale now at the Theatre Royal website. It's at the Theatre Royal Studio Theatre. It's from September 21st through to September 24th. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.